around the first part, but this is good. MRI services, work group, and I guess I would ask Commissioner Sandler as the facilitator of this process, if you would
liaison
like.
Liaison commissioner. Yes, the work group met May 6th for all those people who are attentive to the website and were wide awake, knew about the meeting, and attended. There were approximately 20 attendees, and there were three issues. I think I am going to present the issues in terms of least contentious to most contentious, but who knows? MRI used for MRT simulation. Basically, here's the story. If you have radiation oncology, if you have cancer, you're being treated with radiation oncology, they have to map out the field. They map out the field now using a CT simulator, which is a carve-out from CT. You don't need a CON. It's in the standards as a carve-out. It's not a diagnostic study. It's only there is a technical component charge, because it's an addition to the radiation itself. And there's a lot of three-dimensional software which allows them to plan the field as precisely as it can be planned, which is of extreme importance in preventing not only the efficacy of the cancer treatment, but in preventing as little damage as possible to the normal tissues. There is a concept now of MRI simulation, since MRI is in theory better with soft tissues than CT, which is better with bony structures. There are a few in the United States. The Fox Chase Cancer Center in Philadelphia has one, Wake Forest. There's some in the United States. It's not caught on much. My guess is it's because of the expense involved. And there are none in this state. I was approached by members of the radiation oncology community who feel that this will likely be, I'll put it that way, an essential component of PBT or heavy particle treatment, because a lot of the treatments will be near the spine and they want to make certain soft tissue in that area is well seen, et cetera. Therefore, they think that they would like an MRI simulator analogous to the CT simulator. Now, I don't think people are going to rush out and purchase these because it's an expensive proposition. There could be some circumstances when I queried the radiation oncologists, who frankly have only limited knowledge of this, that yes, there could be some situations where you could want to do both. But then if you did want to do both, it would be because you wanted a more precise field in a patient that you felt you needed a more precise field before instituting a fairly, I better express this tactfully, before performing a therapy which is associated with morbidity. Okay, not a dangerous therapy, just one associated with morbidity. My recommendation is that we do this carve-out similar to the CT carve-out, which is we exempt something which does not have any, a diagnostic report is not given. And the language given to you is exactly the same as the CT language. Now, it was pointed out at the work group, there may not be PBT, there may not be carbon. That could be true, but then you'd have to, if there were, you could not come back for 4 years unless you wanted to open up the standards, was the explanation given to me. There are groups moving ahead with the CON process for PBT, or heavy metal. Whether they're going to end up buying something, I have to concede, that's a separate issue. But they are moving ahead. Because of that, I would recommend that the commission accept that. The next issue would be the Oak Lawn issue, although it's not Oak Lawn per se. There's a few other hospitals that fall into this category. Here is a summary of the issue. If you have a busy emergency room defined by, I think it's 20,000 emergency room visits in the previous 12 months, and you have at least 3,000 just MRI procedures, you could buy a fixed. The argument being is there's a number of times where you need an MRI in a timely manner, which is not available under the present circumstances. Well, there are two counterarguments to that. First counterargument is, well, are you trying to say every single institution of 25 beds then should get this? And the response to that is, well, the incidence of a 25-bed facility with a very small number of emergency room visits and MRI procedures, it wouldn't pay them to do this. I mean, they just wouldn't do this. That's how come we have certain criteria, like it has to be 20,000 ER visits. It has to be 3,000 adjusted procedures. So it's limited to those places with busy emergency rooms. And I think you have a right to address, what is the is this a capacity issue? I can't speak for the rest of them. I can speak for Oaklawn because I insisted they come back with this information. They have sufficient capacity now on 5 days a week. I actually checked this with members of the Calhoun County Medical Society. I was there for a visit. You call them today, tomorrow you can get an MRI. They don't need more capacity. They got plenty of capacity. That's why the argument from the vendor is, well, I'll sell you more mobile days. Yeah, at $5,000 a day, they don't need any more days. They have enough capacity. What they don't have is availability because it isn't there when the patients are there. They gave some anecdotes about the patient had to go to Ann Arbor. They have a stroke robot with another institution, but they have to have an MRI first to see what's going on. They would put an MRI tech on call. This is really an economic incentive for them to provide the service. They've explored the possibility, and they have quotes for more mobile days or 724 mobile. So 724, it's prohibitively expensive, as you would guess. In fact, I think they're actually losing money now on a fifth day because they compacted it all to 4 days with their capacity, but they went to a fifth day to have more availability. Because if you're a clinician and you want it tomorrow, Wednesday, it's not there Wednesday, it's not there Thursday. I mean, come on, they're not gonna put up with this.
Is there a trend of increased amount of MRI indications in the literature?
Yes, there is. Go ahead.
This is Commissioner Kashishian. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield, the fastest rising use of MRI is actually in the emergency room, so there is increasing use in the emergency room.
For instance,
so it's sort of becoming the standard of care to be able to have an MRI available.
The problem is they have a scenario. If they have it Tuesday, they don't have it Wednesday. At 8 p.m., it's closed. Tech goes home. No one's there, or it leaves. I don't know exactly what they do. At 9 o'clock, they have to wait not even 24. They have to wait another whole day. It doesn't fit for the type of service they're trying to offer.
That was a very important distinction between capacity and availability. I had not heard that before succinctly, and I think that's the issue.
My recommendation is that I think all the questions were answered, and I would actually encourage the commission to vote on this language and to send it to public comment. The third issue, I think, is the most contentious of the three, which is the Basha diagnostic issue. To summarize the issue, Dr. Basha has three sites. One of them in Dearborn already qualifies, so we're not discussing that site anymore. The other two sites are Sterling Heights and Royal Oak. Does more than 25% Medicaid and not paying, although questions have been raised that's exactly where this number came from, and is this number accurate, or what does it represent? That's been raised in this commission. The other thing that's been raised is you have to have 2,000 adjusted MRI procedures over 12 months, and 25% fall into that criteria. There would be an increase in capacity. At the Royal Oak site, as he said, because of constrictions of a parking lot, he shares a place with a group of physicians in an office building. It's Saturday and Sunday. a fixed site in a different location would allow him to run it more than 2 days a week. That's obvious. That's obvious he would have more capacity. Is there demand there? Well, I did not assess the demand in Metropolitan Royal Oak, but that would be true. Now, I would tell the commission one of three things. You could make a decision based on the following argument. Nobody else seems to be doing this, at least among freestanding. Well, you'll tell me what hospitals are doing this. One, they're doing it grudgingly. Two, they certainly aren't seeking these patients. He has a fleet of 35 cars that he's going to Detroit to his credit in doing this. Three, by the way, there was a very strict restriction here. If he were to go out of business, the only people who could buy this would have to carry on the social mission. It has to be a freestanding for-profit facility. If he goes out of business next year, a hospital just can't buy his CONs, by the way. The reason we didn't include hospitals, they are not for profit, they have an advantage, and therefore the argument is that that's part of their social mission is why they're not for profit. He has a for-profit mission, but is doing this. But you would increase capacity. He would still have to do 25%, but if he doubled his capacity and still did 25% Medicaid, presumably he would make more money. And the counter argument that, yeah, but look at what he's doing for the community. I mean, you could keep going on and on with this. So the commission has one of two choices here, one of three choices. First choice says, hey, this guy's just doing a wonderful thing, and why don't we do this today, send it to public comment. Two, we appreciate what he's doing, but we don't want any more increased capacity. So he's going to have to wait like everybody else. Or three, send this one issue back to a work group, which I'd be happy to head. And in that work group, we can explore these issues, plus the definitions of the 25%, which were raised here, which the department would have to give us some assurance they actually could figure this out.
And the definition part.
Because it's a moot point if you tell me there's no way we can figure this out.
Yeah. We like measurables that are defined. I would agree with that. We like measurables that are defined and measurable. So that
you have to assure us you can figure this out. If you can't figure this out, then we're wasting our time discussing this because this proposal is based on this famous 25%, which we have to define in such a way that you can measure it and this commission feels comfortable with that as the social mission. So... is there further discussion? I actually would ask for a vote on the first two, yes. On the third one, if there is still concern, we can have another work group which would allow people to raise issues and allow the commission to come back.
Okay, that was a very good summary. And I'm wondering if we should have Brenda review the current that's been out there. And then if we want to pull out the third one, we can do so, but let's have the summary of the reading or of the proposed language.
All right, this is Brenda. I'm going to give you a summary of the technical changes that the department has put together for the commission's proposed action, and then I will try to summarize the language from the work group, and then after that, I know that Nick wants to make some comments regarding MRI as well, so may quickly go through this. Again, at the February 5th commission meeting, this time the commission rejected the department's recommendation to take no action on the issues of charity care and the criteria to convert from a mobile to fixed service, but it did accept the department's recommendation to draft necessary language changes for the removal of non-essential criteria, modifications to the project delivery requirements, and technical editorial changes to the standards. In addition, the commission did task the department with the responsibility to have a work group look at the issues of charity care, conversion of mobile to fixed criteria, and the MRI simulator issue. Commissioner Sandler did provide you with an update from the work group. The changes, as far as the technical changes that I'm going to mention, are when you look at the language, it looks like a lot, but a lot of it's just streamlining. For example, Section 1 has just been rewritten to streamline and do a little bit of combining. Section 2 just has technical edits in it. Sections 3 through 7, again, have been streamlined and reorganized. The elimination of the draft contract requirement within the expansion and replacement for mobile services. We modified the expansion criteria for mobile services to utilize only historical utilization or adjusted procedures versus the physician commitments, which are in the current standards. And this makes the expansion criteria consistent with fixed units. We've eliminated the exception for relocating outside of the relocation zone, but within the planning area, as this exception is obsolete and not utilized. We've modified the project delivery requirements, and again, other technical edits based on current administrative practice. As far as the language from the work group goes, jump to that.
This is what we said before in the discussion, it would have to be merged into one, but and I think we've heard the summary.
Yes.
But in terms
Yeah, this is Brenda. Again, yeah, basically what Dr. Sandler provided to you, the language has been laid out here as they're proposing that it move forward, should the commission desire. And if you decide to do that, we will combine all of the changes into one document for public hearing at that point in time that the commission is ready to do that.
Okay. So there we have the technical language changes, the essence of the three issues that you've brought up as they are in that separate sheet of paper that would be merged. Somebody ready for making a motion on this?
Oh, hold on one second. I'd like to.
Oh, excuse me, Nick. I'm sorry. That's right. I heard that.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but when this came, Brenda mentioned the department's recommendation when this came up at the last meeting that we did not support. Looking at these issues, we didn't think that it met the threshold that it needed to make an immediate change, and we still are not supportive of the work group recommendations. And I just wanted to give a brief explanation. We feel the question as a whole needs to be answered. It's a policy question, an overarching policy question about the use of MRI. And what we see in both these instances are carve-outs. I mean, even today we're identifying them by the people that brought them forward, you know, Basha and Oaklawn. And I know that the Oaklawn language could apply to other hospitals, but when we're looking at this from an overall policy perspective, we think the real issue is, you know, how should MRIs be used in emergency rooms for the whole? So we remain opposed respectfully to the language, and we understand that this is a commission decision. I think on the Basha language, the statute already does mandate that a payer should not, I'm going to read this to make sure I get it right. Within the standards, it requires that every MRI facility provide service to all individuals based on clinical indications, and the ability to pay or source of payment should not be a factor. So we think that there is some requirement within the standards already to try to encourage CON applicants and people who have been approved for CONs to serve the underserved or uninsured. We also ask that if you do move this language forward, that there is clarification requested, especially in the Basha situation. So if that moves towards a work group, this wouldn't be necessary. But if you decided to move the language as a whole today as one of Dr. Sandler's options, Brenda has identified a couple of issues that I think are very significant to us. The question of whether the obligation ends at 3 years, the question of what sort of levels would be required to maintain or expand or replace. And I know that Dr. Sandler touched on this a little bit, that he felt that the language should be stated in such a way that this would have to be, this could only be sold to somebody else who met the same social mission. But I'm not sure that we've seen that level of detail in the language. If I'm wrong, Brenda can correct me.
We think that's in the language.
Okay.
In fact, it was brought to my attention. I asked Melissa specifically to write that in the language.
Okay. I think, and then I think the
Nick, I, I